Yesterday, we began to consider this question of why Matthew would have been nominated to write the first gospel. The reason that is so surprising is because the first gospel is usually thought of as the gospel to the Jews. Now, all four gospels are the gospels to the Jews. All four gospels are the gospels to all people. But there's a particular slant and bent in the first gospel that suited it for categories which Jews would be familiar with and interested in, more so than Mark, Luke, and John. But what makes Matthew such an odd candidate is that he was a tax collector. And there was no one who had any less credibility in first century Jewish society than tax collectors. As a matter of fact, they were loathed. You couldn't speak to them. Well, if you can't speak to them, why should you listen to them? What we have here is two things. One thing we have is a miracle of grace. It's a miracle of grace that Jesus would approach a tax collector. It's a miracle of grace that he would include him in his closest society of followers, that he would go to his home and have meals with him, which we're told that he did. Because in those days, the only people who would visit a tax collector was another tax collector and the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's an act of grace. It's also an indirect proof of the authenticity of the Gospels. Because had they been contrived, had the product been the part of a conspiracy to foist a made-up or a false religion onto the public, you would never associate any of the claims with a tax collector. It would be madness. But here we have him, this converted tax collector, writing the first gospel. I'm Ronnie Stevens. This is Rampart, and I hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.